Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. This is not Palm Springs. This is Minnesota. And I'm battling a cold, and I'm not real pleased about it, Dave Harrigan. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. I mean, are we going to milk Rusty's old stories for a while? I mean, should Rusty file a complaint? I mean, he's off payroll. He's done with us. He's dead to us. Lose our number, and then here it is. 48 hours, I don't know, 72 hours after he said, see you later, suckers, and we're still playing one of his stories.
What do you think about that, Harrigan?
If
it's anything like the last time I got canned, we'll be hearing him for the next 9 months.
Well, let's be honest. We have some people here who are canned, and we're still playing their spots, too. So I don't think it's that rare. I'm a little groggy. I got to be honest. I got the head fog. I got the cold. I didn't have this when I was in Palm Springs, California, Harrigan.
No, I'm actually with you, too. I've had a sore throat over the weekend that's still hanging on. Not good. Don't like it.
Not good. And Q is real sick, so not good. But guess what? We'll get through. We will persevere. Bit of a scheduling change today. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. We'll be at 12:35 because our friend Ken Barlow, who has been remarkably open about his battles with mental health, depression, other issues, publicly, he has joined us multiple times and talked about it. And Ken has been open recently about some challenging times. And Ken's candor is necessary. It is helpful. I wish he was not in this position. But the more we can remind folks that you are not alone in this, it can be excruciating. It can be difficult. We're trying to help you out. I am someone who's dealt with mental health issues over my life. I've sought help in different ways. We're getting better at medical access, financial access, acceptance. We still have a long ways to go. So Ken Barlow is going to be on with us at 105 with Ken's busy work schedule. It worked out best for Ken to join us at 105. Good stuff to get to. A lot of good stories. CNN, this story on digital blackface. I'm a bit confused. That's at 135. Chipper Scoggins. We got a sports smorgasbord. I don't know where we start, to be honest. There's so much going on. And prayer during the storm. Where do you stand on that one? But we're going to start with a poll on American values. By the way, you can always chime in with the Cities One talk and text line. You want to chime in right now, boom. Reach out to us. 651-461-9226. You can follow us on the Twitter machine, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. You can podcast the show anywhere you would like. And I am on the Instagram starting to put a second or third toe in the water. I would love if you would follow me on Instagram. Just pictures, just lighthearted fun, at Chad Hartman Show, just to make it easy. This is a Wall Street Journal poll, and I'll read from it. Patriotism, religious faith, having children, and other priorities that help define the national character for generations are receding in importance to Americans. 38% of respondents said patriotism was very important to them. 39% said religion was very important. That's down. Okay, so this is 1998 when they first asked this question. So 25 years ago, 70% deem patriotism to be very important. 62% said religion. A little more. The share of Americans who say that having children, involving in their community, and hard work are very important values has also fallen. Tolerance for others. You can guess this one has fallen. Deemed very important to 80% of Americans as recently as 4 years ago, has fallen to 58% since then. How about that fall? And we know that's true. And by the way, it's not even 58%. Stop with it. So let's react to just what's taking place here. Tolerance for others. Now, where we draw the line on darkness, extremism, filth, disrespectful comments and behavior, I think we've even lost that. I feel like years ago, it wasn't that tough to say, come on, I know that's unacceptable. Now we can't even agree on that. When it's painfully obvious, seemingly, to a lot of people, but guess what? It's not. So I don't think it's close on tolerance and 58% who think that's very important. I think it should, but that doesn't mean tolerance covers every single thing. But I get it's a bit of a serpentine line how we draw what falls in each category. And now on patriotism, 70% deemed patriotism very important in 1998. 38% said patriotism was very important to them. What's patriotism, though? For some, when you are protesting, which is part of what our country is all about, by the way, let's add, some people, if they don't agree with the position of those who are protesting, say you're not being patriotic. Let's be clear. That's not rioting. That's not violence. That's not criminality. None of those are patriotic. None of them. And should be called out, no matter where you stand politically. But I think that's rather opaque on the definition of patriotism. Religion is more clear-cut. It's not completely, because some would say, well, religion, very important, means you're going to your place of worship. Others would say, is it somehow a part of your life? And again, 39% said religion was very important to them, compared to 62% said so in 1998. The tolerance one concerns me the most by far, as a person, by the way, who is on the radio giving very strong opinions on certain issues. I, for me, think we should be allowed, and we are, to understand what goes beyond just normal tolerance, as I said before. I think it's way below 58%. Religion, I've said many times, I think there's probably life after this. I think there's probably some sort of spiritual being. I'm not convinced, and there's no proof, by the way. It's your belief, and your belief can matter more than anything. So you can have core values for many reasons, and if religion is one of them, bravo, good on you. Just accept that doesn't mean someone's inferior if they don't. Just like, by the way, if someone does not believe in religion or it is not very important to them, you don't have to look in a condescending way to those who are religion. And patriotism again, too much of our patriotism is now tied to, if you agree with me, you're a patriot. If you don't agree with me, you're not a patriot. So when you consume this information, what part of this stands out to you? What part concerns you? What part do you agree with? And do you really care? For some, they might say, this is why our country is not what it used to be. Others would say, come on, we're allowed to, obviously we're allowed to evolve in our views individually, collectively, and this doesn't concern me at all. I would love to have a lot of feedback on this one through calls and texts. This is a Wall Street Journal poll on some numbers I just have laid out. I want your involvement. I want to hear from Dave right when we come back. But you also, phone call, elaborate, expand, provide some nuance. Text, be more direct, whatever works best for you. 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got the theme today. Eric Clapton coming to town. We're playing Eric Clapton today. We'll get into that throughout the day. I want to get to your texts on this poll. It's, as you've heard, the last 90 minutes is just another tragic day, but it's just another day in America where, guess what? Three kids are killed at a Nashville elementary school. Three kids killed at a Nashville elementary school. We're going to go to CBS News at the bottom of the hour to get a further update on another grotesque story. When an elementary school is attacked in this manner. On the poll, Dave, what stood out to you most?
What stood out to me is kind of how a lot of these things to me pointed to the, I guess, you know, we call it the siloing ourselves, you know, shutting ourselves off from the outside world or from other opinions or from other people. You know, things like, I don't know if any one of these things that they talked about, religion or community involvement or, you know, whatever it is, I don't know if any one is a giant red flag, but all of them put together is kind of put to me as, man, we really are getting away from being a community in a lot of ways. You know, if religion isn't important, well, we're not then getting together with our neighbors at church. Community involvement, I think that speaks for itself. You know, even having kids. That, you know, brings us closer to neighbors and other, you know, parents around the around our neighborhoods that we'd likely never meet and talk to and perhaps become friends with. So that's what kind of, I guess that's what stood out to me most of the lot is a lot of this pointed to maybe we're just becoming a country that's siloing ourselves off even more so than we do, and just, you know, our political leanings.
Among the texts coming in, patriotism, once the media decided that the people that attacked our Capitol were patriots, I stopped being a patriot. Anyone who showed up just to hear Donald Trump speak, for me, that doesn't make them a non-patriot, okay? I think they were buying a lie because he lost. He lost that day. He lost in court over and over again. But guess what? Just by listening to the President of the United States or someone else doesn't take away your patriotism. Entering the Capitol with a weapon or without a weapon is not patriotic. Some were more violent and clearly were insurrectionists. Those individuals, Where's Nancy, hang Mike Pence, there's not a speck of patriotism, nothing about that. Going in there because you just were following the crowd, that's not patriotic also. Believing that Donald Trump won and supporting him, that can be. Believing in a candidate is a form of patriotism. Believing in a candidate when they clearly have lost is foolish. But I don't think that takes away from your patriotism. Acting on it, imposing your values, or using violence is very, very different. More text at 651-461-9226. We're going to go to CBS Update on Nashville here in just a couple minutes. Tired of tolerance? We don't have to accept bad behavior as tolerance. Just because someone does it, it doesn't mean we have to be tolerant. Dave, you with me on, I think the numbers are lower than the poll said on acceptance of tolerance. It's another gray area on when you might accept something and say we should be tolerant about it versus I might look at it and say, no, there's no tolerance necessary in that because it's so outrageous or vice versa, or other people can have different views. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that is. And it's very easy to pick and choose what we're tolerant about, too.
Oh, yes. I just had an American Value Meal at the Patriot Grill. All red meat, and I got indigestion. Is that where you're going, Dave?
It sounds delightful. Get some freedom fries Someone's, on the side.
Yes, that's right. Somebody's mad about no conversation earlier about the Wolves' win over Golden State. I'm sure Vanita, with multiple sports updates, talked about it. Adam and Jordana, they don't always talk sports. Trust me, I was tweeting about it constantly last night, and we'll be a part of the conversation with our friend Chip Scoggins when we get to Chip at about 2:05. Female shooter kills three children and three adults. Shooter, they believe from eyewitness accounts, inner teens killed by an officer. I walked down today. I saw it. I thought, here we go again. Whereas years and years ago, you'd sit down and you'd think, this can't happen. There's no place in America where you should say, this can't happen. It happens way too much. We lead the world in it, and we are failing epically. More details here, CBS.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We love when you chime in. Plenty of people did on the values conversation. Keep it coming. Have some fun with overrated, underrated, properly rated. Earlier, I know we normally jump in about 105, but our friend Ken Barlow, who has been very open about his significant mental health challenges throughout his life, was talking about it recently on Twitter. He's going to join us again at 105. That was the only time Ken's schedule worked out, so we certainly made the adjustment. So it's time for overrated. Mark Fry, your first time, you get to go first. You've heard the nonsense before. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, long-time listener, I think second-time participant, so I'm very thrilled to be here today. And I'm just going to go for the fences with my overrated. So Friday morning, I went and covered Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. They were at a couple of small businesses in Uptown. Rectangle Pizza was one of those. And they stopped and got a pizza, each of them did, and I took a picture, posted it to Twitter. And it has created a firestorm chat over the weekend of people not happy that, A, the governor and lieutenant governor would be enjoying pizza, but the fact I would post something like that, it's just been ridiculous. So the individuals who buy these blue check marks and then have these fake Twitter names, overrated.
Why in particular are they mad at you for posting said photo?
Well, I muted the conversation after about 5 minutes just because I was just not going to deal with it. But I think it's just a matter of a bunch of different opinions. And I think they feel like maybe Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan shouldn't be doing this. But I also said that the photo captured.
Not allowed to eat?
I guess, yeah.
They should not eat.
I said that the photo captured joy because they both looked very happy, as one would be eating pizza from Rectangle Pizza. It's a great place. And I don't get it. So the people who just can't find joy in anything, I think just rub me the wrong way.
No, you're 100% right. There's a dilemma on that too, Mark, on should you just block everything?
Right.
Are you letting these buffoons win? You just got to make your own decision on that. By the way, you don't have to agree with Tim Walz.
Absolutely.
Peggy Flanagan. Individuals are allowed to have pizza, to have fun. Politicians are allowed to do things where, sure, they're promoting themselves to. What a shocker. Republicans do it. Democrats do it. Just a photo of happiness shouldn't make you say, hey, thanks for ruining the state. But it does.
Right. And it's one of those things, too. You go to a story for a different story. We were trying to get sound about the nuclear water spill. I think that was the main reason of going there, not to watch them eat pizza. So it's just baffling to me as to what people decide when we're talking about another school shooting today. It's like, why aren't we discussing that instead of, you know, people deciding to go eat?
Sounds like you're just a DFL sympathizer, Mark. I
think
we've nailed it. All right. Number two, what do you have next?
I'm going to say underrated, the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team. Dave Harrigan improperly said that I thought Caitlin Clark was a showboat. I think she is the best college basketball player, men's or women's, and showed it last night. So the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team as a whole, underrated.
How can they be underrated, Fry? Well, they've been touted throughout the year. She's the player of the year. She's properly rated. Come on.
I still think they're underrated. I mean, obviously they're part of the national conversation, and as they should be, but I just still feel like people look at the women's tournament and it just obviously isn't grabbing the same attention as the men's, but that has certainly changed this year, I believe, with, you know, the addition of Caitlin Clark and just the excitement she's brought to even downtown Minneapolis. So, I'll still stick to it. Underrated.
Harrigan, can the consensus player of the year, the driving force of the tournament, the individual who people either love, detest, or can't decide, can that person be underrated?
It's very difficult to be underrated. I'd say yes. I'd say she was definitely underrated up until a month ago. Now, Probably not. She's probably properly rated. I think the country has woken up to Caitlin Clark.
Yes, yes. I get the feeling that we're going to have an Iowa theme on a regular basis.
No, I don't think so. I'm just saying she also has two more years that she can play at Iowa. So where does it? I mean,
well, I'll tell you what's overrated. The deal between the NCAA and the WNBA and when players can go pro, it's ridiculous.
Right.
Caitlin Clark could play in the WNBA tomorrow if there was a game. Obviously, we're still months away. 4 years until they can play in the WNBA is nonsense. Get rid of that.
She's 21 years old. She's still got two more years?
Yeah, she got the COVID year.
Oh, and, sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
let her move
it's absurd.
On. Let her make some money.
Yeah. I think she can go to the WNBA 4 years after she enrolled.
Correct.
Okay, so she could skip her last year, just like Paige Beckers will be allowed to skip her last year. All right, we got to go a little shorter here. Do you have one other one you want to go quicker?
No, I was just going to go out of the gate swinging with overrated because I was pretty fired up Friday about that. So we're going to stick with two today.
Collar, by the way, our guy Matthew Collar, who pays close attention to women's basketball, has this to say. The rest of Iowa's team is underrated. The supporting cast for Caitlin Clark is incredible, and they get no credit because she gets the attention. I think that's fair, right? I mean, we see that a lot when there's a star. And Caitlin Clark is a flat-out star. Even if you don't love basketball, you watch her for about 5 minutes, you go, whoa. But a lot of times the other players don't receive enough attention. Keep texting, by the way, your version of overrated and underrated, properly rated. I'm really pleased. Can I just give one of mine quickly? I reset my laptop, and now it has moved my inbox, and I don't have any idea how to change it. Instead of being the most recent emails I have, Dave Harrigan, it's the ones I received about 15 years ago. So while I'm doing this segment, I'm pressing the up button the entire time. I'm now to the year 2013. Very excited.
Well, you're making it. Our guy Blois Olson reacting to Mark Fry as well. He says rectangle pizza, overrated.
Wow.
Tell that to Good Morning America.
Although that did get a bit exaggerated when they reviewed like 8 pizzas.
No, best pizza in America. That's what I heard.
And all of a sudden it became the best pizza ever. You know, truth, I haven't had it yet.
Well, I think you're missing out then. All right, Michael Strahan's had it. Where have you been?
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. If Blois says something is overrated, I most likely love it then.
All right. Am I up here? Is this my turn?
Yeah. All right, let's pause.
Okay.
Let's pause. I'll continue to push the up button on my laptop. I've moved into March of 2014. Interesting. Your version, what do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? Chime in. Cities One Talk and text line, 651-461-9226.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Among the texts, Mark said it was the most joy he's caught in a photo of the over 7 million photos he has taken. Mark, did I miss that? Did you say 7 million photos you've taken?
I was exaggerating. It was a joke.
That would be prolific. Underrated Marnie Gellner. Marnie, I met Marnie, 20 years ago. when she joined us and the Wolves broadcasting crew, she is a phenomenal person. Phenomenal. I think she's properly rated because her work on the Power Trip has allowed more people to get to know just what a relatable, real, talented, authentic person Marnie is. And the news came out last week about breast cancer. Only the best to Marnie. All sorts of different views on rectangle pizza, by the way. Fried beer battered crappies on pizza, the bomb. Get out of here with that one.
No.
Eric.
No way.
Man, no chance. Blech, disgusting. A couple more. Watching your kids participate in any activity they love, properly rated. This texter, any and all sports, overrated. Ballroom and social dancing, underrated. Who is this, John Williams? Remember John Williams? Like, not the one you guys worked with when John was here. John was taking ballroom dancing, and at first I think we all kind of thought it was kind of cute when he would kind of ballroom dance into the building. But 2 weeks into it, we grew tired of it. Didn't stop John. Did not stop John. He was determined to show us he was ballroom dancing. Harrigan, what do you got?
Good for him. Glad he stuck to his guns. Underrated.
I don't think he knew the rest of us were done with it.
Okay, I mean, it sounds like you guys were just ripping him behind his back. No shock there from Chad Hartman.
I think we were on air, but John wasn't listening to the show.
Had a kid's birthday party we attended Wednesday evening at a local indoor water park. Underrated water slides. Water slides are tremendous, even as an adult. Overrated, the power trip that a teenage lifeguard wants to be when they're monitoring the water slide. My daughter, just barely tall enough. You had to be like 43 inches to ride the slide. She's 44, 44 and a half. So we get up there and just barely tall enough to ride and just barely tall enough to touch the bottom. I mean, when she gets to the bottom, the water's like right up to her forehead. So I go down the slide first. She's right behind me, and I move myself out of the side, but as a way to then be able to help her as she hits the bottom and she doesn't panic and, you know, freak out and anything worse.
Yeah.
As I'm waiting for her to come down, I hear the loudest whistle you could ever imagine. Just, move! I said, dude, you already measured her. I already told you I was going to help her.
You're so right.
Oh, my
goodness.
You're
so right. Certain people who have certain jobs where there's a little bit of authority in it, and they act like they're the they're Mark Milley, okay? they're the general. They're the commander-in-chief. They're Joe Biden. Calm the bleep down.
Oh, he thought he was Hasselhoff on Baywatch.
Man, oh, man, you're right. You're right. You wish Hasselhoff was there. That would have been a great opportunity. I'm going to say water parks in the summer are underrated. Water parks in the winter, I think, are overrated. They're too crowded. And, Fry, where do you stand on this one? That smell, that indoor water park smell. Mark, are you for that or against that?
I am against that. Plus, when you get to those water parks, people have been cooped up for so long, they forget how to interact with just being in a social setting half the time. So you just don't really know what you're going to get.
You don't have as much freedom to like, okay, this, what are you doing over here? The outdoor one, you can escape. I think Mark has nailed something for Dave. You're cooped up there. Come on, show a little bit of decorum.
But I'll tell you, with the birthday party, they rented out the water park.
So the whole thing?
Yes. And not, it wasn't a huge water park, but it's big enough. They had a couple slides.
What kind of water park, what kind of family was this? I mean, the Trumps?
I run with a very high-class crowd, okay? That's how it is.
Of course you do.
It was probably about, 20, 30 kids, a good, good amount, but certainly not overwhelming. It was very enjoyable. Plus, we got cake.
I bet you had the frosting because the rest of the cake was dull and boring.
Oh, my kid ate all the frosting on hers. I had to eat the leftover just plain cake, but I was still all right. Oh.
I would eat the frosting first and then give it to the kid. Come on.
You got any? We got 2 minutes left. Let's run through it.
How about the guy who sat next to me yesterday in the plane and right away ordered a coffee and a screwdriver together?
How long was the flight?
From California, it was, you know what? You know what else is underrated? When the jet stream is with you, Mark. When the jet stream is on your side, underrated. But Mark, what do you think about that? You like to have an adult beverage occasionally. Screwdriver, coffee, and I was watching out of the corner of my eye, he's going back and forth.
Okay, so that's a huge detail. If he's going back and forth, there's something going on there. That's a bold decision, and just those tastes. I mean,
and then was very upset. Not, I was very upset. Thought he had a discount. What do you think the screwdriver cost on this flight?
$15.
Actually, it was not bad. It was $9.
Oh, wow.
I was shocked. We've also had the story in the last couple days about more hotels, and I lived it. More hotels not cleaning your room. I want the room cleaned. We're all paying too much money for the hotel room, right? I mean, none of us are saying, whoa, what a deal this is. I want the room cleaned. Mark, you want the room cleaned when you're in a hotel?
I'm okay. If it's a 1 or 2 day stay, I'm fine. If it's more than 2 days, yeah, get in there.
Harrigan?
Stay out of my stuff.
Of course.
Clean it before I show up, and then, good, one less person I have to worry about not tipping.
Yeah. You're not going to tip them either way. Let's be honest.
I know, but now I don't have to feel bad about it.
Yeah. Latest construction time check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to have them out for a free insulation inspection. Our friend Ken Barlow on mental health and his own mental health challenges early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.